ABC Radio Australia.
In what's being considered a first for Papua New Guinea, tribal leaders in Enga province are calling for peace and urging no payback killings following the death of 11 tribal members. The ABC's Hilda Wayne spoke to Enga's provincial police commander, George Kakas, who said that it's an unprecedented call, unlike any he's seen before.
The councillor, on behalf of the tribes, spoke out and said that they will not take revenge. They will not ask for compensation, and they will bury the dead. But they ask the police to carry out its normal course of investigation to all the villages or the perpetrators in this massacre responsible. This move, as PPC, I've never come across such a stance given by a tribe or a person in Enga, and I think I can speak for the other provinces, other island provinces as well. This is unprecedented. They're saying that they will not ask for compensation. It also goes against their cultural values and norms, and also they will not be involved in any violence, paybacks, retaliation for the murder of the 11 tribesmen and women. So, as the commander in charge of the police in Wabek, I was surprised that they came and gave a stand of such a nature. But the councillor Paul Kumai explained that they wanted all of Enga to know, because there's a lot of killings, murders.
You've established a task force. What are they doing at the moment in terms of bringing some justice, some form of justice?
Yes, I've appointed four detectives to be in charge of the high-profile investigation team in my province. They are going down to the roots, the basics, and identifying all the perpetrators involved, from which clans. From the Sungu alliances, we've identified about four tribes. We've put in the gunmen to assist in the retaliation. And from the Piao Kumangun, we've established that there were three other tribes also who came in. Their missionaries came in to assist them to go and set the ambush to retrieve their firearm back. So a couple of tribes involved, and they're all scared that they're moving back and forth. They don't have any, they're not deeply rooted in the in villages and normal people. They're just floating around like renegades and all that. But we've identified which areas they're taking haven, safe haven and hiding and moving from. So once we establish those, we normal police work will ensue. We will try do raids, arrest the perpetrators, whichever way we can.
That was Enga's provincial police commander George Kakas. The reporter there was Hilda Wayne.